Things are a little different at Tucson Magnet High School. 16-year-old Cesar Bracamonte can't go to his American History through Hispanic Perspective class because that class doesn't exist anymore. It is now an American History course. And Cholla High School students are walking out of class. Last Thursday, they walked close to 5 miles to TUSD's headquarters to tell administrators the fight to get the classes back is not over. Raul Aguirre is the chair of the Mexican-American Studies Community Advisory Board. He says students are frustrated and the only option they seem to have is to not go to class in order to affect the district.
The district is going to lose a lot of money if the students decide to not show up or the parents decide to keep their children from school.
Unidos is a group started in 2010 by students in the program. Most of them have since graduated from TUSD but continue to be the driving force behind most protests. The group is planning a stay-at-home day on January 24th, which is the 100th day count when schools give the State Department of Education enrollment numbers to determine funding. Though state officials say the numbers are not based on attendance for that day, but overall enrollment. Daniel Montoya is part of Unidos. He's a student at Pima Community College and a 2011 TUSD graduate. He credits a Mexican-American literature class for his graduation.
It was a really, really heavy workload trying to catch up on my senior year. And then taking that class provided that motivation to finish on time and go on to further education.
Marisol Flores Aguirre, a former TUSD student and University of Arizona graduate, sat in on one of those Mexican-American literature classes recently.
And it blew my mind. It was absolutely amazing.
She says that day students were assigned to dissect the lyrics of a song and were encouraged to use critical thinking.
And though that may seem simplistic, it was saying, get to the root of what this is, what this issue is addressing. What are they talking about? What does that mean? Do you see any reflection of that in your own community? How can you overcome that? And really, teachers were engaged with these students in a way that I've never seen before.
Arizona School Superintendent John Hupenthal ruled that the courses taught in the program were in violation of state law because they promote resentment toward a race and are designed for a particular ethnic group. He ordered TUSD to immediately shut them down or lose $4.9 million each month until the end of the school year. Last Tuesday, the district's governing board voted 4-1 to follow Hupenthal's instructions, but also agreed to look at revamping ethnic studies classes to be more comprehensive and include all ethnicities. Mark Stegeman, TUSD's governing board president, says school staff will be looking into this for the next few months.
My goal is to have a social studies core that is more inclusive and gives more attention to Mexican-American viewpoint, history, and culture, and that way every student will see it instead of the very small number of students who took the Mexican-American studies courses.
Aguirre says the Community Advisory Board met with Stegeman 6 months ago and advised him that putting all ethnic studies together would not be efficient.
McDonaldizing the curriculum is not the answer, because it's going to be like a mini, you know, it's going to be mini slavery for African Americans, mini genocide for Native Americans, mini civil rights for Chicano studies.
TUSD is also facing legal issues. For decades, the district has had a desegregation mandate under a federal court order, which Stegeman says doesn't align with the state's ruling.
There is some tension between what the federal court is asking us to do and what the state is asking us to do, because we approved a post-unitary plan that makes explicit reference to the Mexican-American studies courses and maintaining them, but the state has declared them illegal, so obviously there is some conflict.
He says the district will likely meet with the federal court and ask if the board's decision is satisfactory given the state law. Aguirre, as part of the community board, plans to fight the constitutionality of Hupenthal's ruling. He's urging school board members to reconsider their decision to shut down the program.
We're prepared to take this to the Supreme Court. I think it's a violation of civil rights. When you target a group, if you are selecting a group and you're targeting a group and it's only that group and in only one place, that's discrimination. And that violates civil rights.
For Arizona Public Media, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.